Cronos Radio.
Hello everyone. For this edition, we have made an interview with Erzen Shkolyoli, an artist from Peja and one of the founders of Institute for Contemporary Art, Exit, from Peja. He was the curator for this year's international exhibition on Ufi Prize in Tirana, an exhibition that this year was called Special Places.
I'm Erzen Shkolyoli. I work as an artist, but recently I'm also interested to do a curatorial work. So I start doing curatorial work also when we start to work in the Exit Institute for Contemporary Art in Peja. We have a small gallery where I was appointed as an artistic director since 2003 October. So that is my work, is to curate and to be responsible for artistic events. So that is the reason why I'm nowadays practicing also curatorial work, which I think is very provocative for me and very interesting to do it. And I did it also a show which we, if you remember, we did the show in Museum of Kosovo. It's a show which we did in collaboration with a project in the cities of Balkan with a curator, famous curator René Bloch. He was initiating this show and we were partners for doing this, because every city of in Balkan did a project. And we did a show together with Shkerzen Malici and Sokol Beciri. We curate the show with five artists. So these are some of the practices which I was curating the show. And in the middle of the August last year, I was invited to propose a project for or concept for a new free prize exhibition, which is a yearly exhibition in Tirana. It's an annual show. I think it's one of the most important international events, in yearly events in Tirana. I think, but now after Tirana Biennial, is the second most important thing which is happening there. So Onufri is existing long time ago, but since 98 it's transformed to the international show, because it used to be a national exhibition. So first time was done by Eddie Muka as an international show, and I think Eddie Muka curated at least three editions of Onufri, and normally Onufri exhibition was curated always with curators from Albania. But this time gallery decided that they want to change the context of the Onufri. They want to start to invite different curators or curators from other countries, and to give a different perspective of how they want to do it and how they see this exhibition. So this year, as I said, I was proposed to send a project, and in the end of the August they accept the project, they like the project, and I was appointed to curate this edition of Onufri. And after that, immediately I was visiting Graz for my personal activities, and I visited a Rotor Association for Contemporary Art, and which they have a very incredible archive of the contemporary art and artists from everywhere. And I was looking through the archive, and suddenly I saw the work of artists from St. Petersburg, Dmitry Shubin, who the work is built by 12 photos, which they look very simple photos of the yearly calendar, but otherwise the background of those photos is always a crime what happened there, or mafia murder or things like that. So that was a really provocative for me to start the concept. And the work of Dmitry Shubin is called Chosen Places of St. Petersburg, and I decided to use his title Chosen Places as the title of the exhibition, this edition of Onufri. The concept of the exhibition, it's based on that intervention on the time and space, and even if it's intervention which is virtually or physically. It was also a project which was outside project by the group of the artists called Department for Public Opinions. It was called Mobile Line. They did a line which, like normally we see it outside, not in our countries, this line for bicycles and line for walking people, but they invent also the line for when your mobile is ringing to pass on that line, not to... So they did a project in Tirana which was totally absurd because they don't have even the bicycle lines like we don't have. So these were some interventions directed to the place, and the others were more virtually or personally, or this was more or less the concept by beginning from the work of Dmitry Shubin. The Onufri, as we know, is an exhibition with a prize, and the first the prize is $5,000, which is nice prize, I think, for the artist to get $5,000. And this year the jury of Onufri was built up by Sylvia Ebelmeyer, who is a curator and the director of Taksim Palais Gallery in Innsbruck, Mihail Kolacek, who is independent curator from Czech Republic, and Edi Muka, who is a curator and director of Biennial, Tirana Biennial, and who is a curator in National Gallery. So the prize for this year was done like this, because every year the jury decides how they want to share the prize. Are they going to share it for one artist, or are they going to separate, or are they going to do two prizes, three? So this depends all on the jury. So this year, first prize went to Sheila Kamenic, artist from Bosnia, with her video work Dream House. Second prize was shared in two places to artists Gentian Shkurti and Enisa Cenalia, which they are coming from Tirana, one with the video work and one with the photographs. And the third prize, which was without money, of course, it was a special prize, was given for this intervention, which I was speaking just before, intervention in the city, for the artist from Austria, Sonja Gangel, and for the artist from Sweden, Aisha Nyland. So this is more or less work of the jury, which I think it was very fair jury, and I'm very satisfied that they were more concentrated on giving the prizes for younger artists or younger generation, which is, I think, important for their career and to go on. And also economically, or it's important to get the prize of $2,000 or $3,000 or $5,000.